Each candidate for Congress this fall is handling Iraq a little differently. And over the next 2 mornings, we will listen in detail to what 2 candidates say in Pennsylvania. That's where a leading conservative senator, Rick Santorum, is in a fierce battle with Democrat Bob Casey. At a debate this month, Casey supported expanding the size of U.S. special forces, which drew this question from Santorum.
Do you realize how long it takes to train a special ops person?
It takes a while.
Gentlemen, we got to move on.
Let's hear these gentlemen one at a time. We will listen in the order that their interviews happen to be scheduled. So Casey goes first this morning. He says he wants to hold President Bush to clear and measurable benchmarks for success in Iraq.
If the Congress has done its job years ago on this question, we would have a readily identifiable and very specific set of benchmarks, but they didn't do that.
But what's a benchmark? How's it work, and what happens if somebody doesn't meet it?
Well, here's a benchmark. How about getting oil production above pre-war levels? How about a benchmark of securing Baghdad and tell us how you're going to do that? They didn't do that. They never told us that. How about saying that the president and the prime minister, Mr. al-Maliki, says this is how we're going to disarm the Shiite militias that are causing the sectarian violence and leading to civil war?
Well, let me ask about one of those benchmarks that you mentioned, Mr. Casey, securing Baghdad. That's something where the U.S. military and Iraqis have tried several different things this year. Nothing has worked. If you set some kind of a date and say, I want to know by this date that Baghdad is secure, and they don't make it, what do you do then?
Well, I've never talked in terms of dates. I've talked in terms of the achievement of objectives and benchmarks.
Well, set aside the date. If they don't secure Baghdad in whatever time frame you're willing to think about, what do you do then?
Well, you have to continually evaluate where you are. But you can't do that when you have a policy that George Bush put on the table and Rick Santorum rubber-stamped over and over again, which is this policy. We're going to get it right. Trust us. All of the spin that you got from this White House, which people like Rick Santorum just accepted, and not only the American people paying the price, especially the troops in Iraq have paid the price. We've lost 135 Pennsylvanians in this war, and a lot of those lives were lost because of failed civilian leadership from Don Rumsfeld on down. I want Rumsfeld fired. Rick Santorum thinks he's doing a, quote, fine job.
Would you think it would be a disaster for U.S. troops to withdraw from Iraq too soon?
Yes, I don't think we should do that, and I don't think we should propose a withdrawal date. What we should do, and do what the president has not done, and what the Congress has not done, which is to give the American people a very specific plan for how we're going to win this war and how we're going to achieve various benchmarks. But they haven't done that.
Now they're
talking a good game in the waning days of a campaign because they're in big trouble politically.
Forgive me, Mr. Casey, that leads to another question, I think. If you're not willing to say we could withdraw troops if things don't go right, what leverage do you have to force Iraqis or anybody else to meet your benchmarks?
Well, the question of leverage is a question that pertains to leadership in that region by this White House. If the president very early on recognized, as he should have, that this is as much a challenge politically as it is militarily, he would have formed in that region a contact group of nations in that region to put political pressure on the Sunnis and the Shiites by using our alliances and our allies and showing some leadership. He didn't do that.
Which allies are it that can force the Sunnis and Shiites to work together or to stop suicide bombings and militia attacks, that sort of thing?
Well, the president often talks about, and his administration talks about, their good relationships with the Saudis. Well, I'd like to see them lead an effort to have the Saudis bring some pressure to bear on the Sunnis in Iraq. Because a lot of Sunnis are concerned that if they buy in fully to this new government, that they'll be slaughtered. And I think it's important that we use our alliances in that region to have an impact on the Sunnis. And also, tell us, Mr. President, and tell us, leaders in Congress, what is your specific plan to disarm the Shiite militias? When you see the sectarian violence increasing exponentially in the last couple of weeks, not to mention the last couple of days, really, in Iraq. That's what happens when you have a policy that this administration has been pursuing, which is, trust us, we're going to get it right, don't ask any questions, no hearings, no accountability. And we're I think our troops have paid a very dear price for that. And Rick Santorum's one of those leaders who didn't have the guts and the integrity and the independence to stand up to George Bush.
Well, let me ask about that. The way that Republicans phrase it is this. They have argued that if Democrats win either House of Congress, a lot of time is going to be spent investigating past acts of the Bush administration. Are they right about that?
Well, look, I don't believe much of what the Republicans are saying, especially Republican leaders, because they're in trouble. They're in a hole right now. But let me tell you what I think should happen. I support, if I'm elected to the U.S. Senate, I definitely support hearings in terms of how the American people were lied to. And I don't think there's any question we were lied to. But we should still know how we were lied to, who lied and why they lied in the lead up to this war. I support hearings to find out what happened to the $8 or $9 billion that was wasted in Iraq. I support hearings to investigate these contractors who've gotten a lot of money in the effort to have construction and reconstruction on the ground in Iraq and didn't do the job. They wasted public money, and they got away with it because you've had a rubber stamp Congress. You better believe I support a lot of hearings to hold our government accountable. It's the only way that people can have confidence going forward into the future.
Bob Casey is the Democratic candidate for Senate in Pennsylvania. Mr. Casey, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much for your time.
And as we mentioned, Iraq is only one issue in this fall's campaign, and you can hear our questions to Bob Casey on the divisive issue of abortion by going to NPR.org. Tomorrow we will hear from Rick Santorum, the Pennsylvania Republican senator that Bob Casey is trying to unseat.
I happen to believe, and I've been saying this for the better part of a year, actually more than a year, that Iran is the principal problem in Iraq, and that the reason that we're getting it wrong in Iraq is because we haven't paid attention to the complicating factor of Iran.
That's Rick Santorum coming tomorrow.